Hello and welcome to the episode 17 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas, and today we will talk about the events happened on the 17th of January of the various years in the Beatles' history. There will be a sale, lots of live performances, and the birth of one of the band's most iconic songs. Let's start with the sale of one of Stu Sutcliffe paintings, bought by John Moores on the 17th of January 1960 for £65, about £1,500 in 2020 money. Stu was soon convinced by his mate John Lennon to scrap any idea of reinvesting that sum in painting materials and buy instead a Hofner Presidential bass guitar, becoming the bass player in John's band. One of the first effects of Stu entering the band was a name change. John Lennon wanted something sounding a bit more British than the current Johnny and the Moondogs, and Sutcliffe suggested the Beatles with two E's. So they became the Silver Beatles for the time being. In 1962, the Beatles, now with an A, and featuring Pete Best on drums, performed both a lunchtime and an evening concert at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. Same story on the 17th of January 1963, with another two performances in a single day. Another lunchtime concert at the Cavern Club, and then an evening performance at the Majestic Barroom in Birkenhead. It was the 14th time that they performed on that stage. All the available tickets were sold in advance, and about 500 people without a ticket had to be turned away at the gate. In March 2015, a handwritten partial setlist of the evening surfaced, detailing most of the songs and the lead singer. Unknown first song, Shimmy Like Kate, sung by John Lennon, Whole Lotta Shaking Going On, sung by George Harrison, P.S. Sale of You, sung by Paul McCartney, Unknown fifth song, Chains, sung by George, Please Please Me, probably sung by John and Paul, even if the list doesn't say, Three Cool Cats, sung by George, Unknown tenth song, Anna, sung by John, Hey Good Looking, sung by George, Hippie Hippie Shake, sung by Paul, Talking About You, sung by John, Devil in a Heart, sung by George, Some Other Guy, sung by John, Ask Me Why, sung by John, Roll Over Beethoven, sung by George, and Love Me Do, again without list singers, and probably sung by John and Paul. 19 songs in total then, with a lot of George singing. Another live performance in 1964, with the second day of the three-week residency of the Beatles at the Olympia Theatre in Paris, France. In the morning of the 17th of January 1967, John Lennon opened his copy of the Daily Mail and found two stories that caught his attention. The first one featured the coroner's verdict on the death of Guinness heir Tara Brown, who had died in a car crash in South Kensington, London, on the 18th of December 1966, failing to notice a red light. Tara, 21-year-old at the time, was a friend of John and Paul McCartney. Then, in the far and near column of the paper, there was a piece of news with the title The Holes in Our Roads. There are 4,000 holes in the road in Blackburn, Lancashire. If this didn't ring a bell already, allow me to tell you that we are talking about what will become a day in the life, the closing piece of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and one of the most famous pieces in the Beatles' catalogue. John's mind started working, and so did he, sitting at his home piano with the newspaper open in front of him. Later, he, and especially Paul McCartney, tried to downplay the significance of the news in the writing of the song, stating that the lyrics don't actually describe Brown's accident. In Barry Miles' Many Years From Now, Paul states that, in my head, I was imagining a politician bombed out on drugs who'd stop at some traffic lights and didn't notice that the lights had changed. The blue his mind was purely a drugs reference, nothing to do with a car crash. Maybe John didn't want to describe the accident, but there's no doubt that he was inspired by the two pieces of news. Later in the evening, between 7 p.m. and 12:30 a.m, the Beatles were at the EMI Studios in Abbey Road to complete Penny Lane. In fact, all that was needed to complete the song was the piccolo trumpet solo played by David Mason. How Mr. Mason came to inspire the idea of a baroque piccolo trumpet solo for the song has been detailed in the episode 11 and 12 of What a Fab Day. Here, I will remind you that Mason took 9 trumpets to the session, choosing a B-flat piccolo trumpet after consulting with Paul McCartney and George Martin. Paul sang to Martin the part as he had envisioned it, and Martin produced a score for Mason. Mason objected that there were a couple of notes that were just too high for a piccolo trumpet register, but both McCartney and Martin replied with a, "Oh, really?" And so Mason decided to give the part a try. He nailed it and brought home £27.10, about £500 in 2020 money. Allegedly, he was also pestered for the rest of his professional life to play super high trumpet parts after everyone had heard him playing on Penny Lane. Finally, on the 17th of January 1969, the soundtrack for the Yellow Submarine film was released in UK. The album, issued as the Beatles' 11th UK album, was the first LP to contain non-Beatles tracks. I'm naturally talking about the 7 original orchestral pieces written by George Martin. In fact, only 4 new songs were featured in the album. Only a Northern song, All Together Now, Hey Bulldog, and It's All Too Much. The Fabs received some criticism for that and decided to reply, issuing the 4 songs plus Across the Universe on an EP, but the plan was scrapped after the master tape had been prepared. Once again, let me remind you to please check www.simonmas.com/support to find ways to help me pushing forward with the making of What a Fab Day and other music-related contents. Also, as usual, in the description of this episode, you will find an Amazon affiliate link to buy all sorts of sources that have inspired me to make this podcast and that you can use to further your knowledge about the Beatles. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation. Simon Mas!